robot emperor. The great prophet of Cygnus 3 and 4 once said, "It is a pleasure and duty to be reminded of what one already knows. That is the justification of conversation." He was, of course, a telepath. In another place he says, "It is a pleasure and duty to be reminded of what one is about to know. That is the justification of reading." He was also a precognizant. Now, some of you may have missed the argument printed on your programs in linear beta micro dots. So I will combine the duties and pleasures, but not the talents, of the great prophet. Some time ago, the enterprising and ambitious people of the planet Abstamar made a discovery in the course of their piratical forays into space. They discovered the planet Daedalus. Now, Daedalus is the solitary satellite of a sun or star, now known to the rest of the galaxy as part of the constellation Watering Can. And it is suspected of having a plentiful supply of two mysterious quasi-particles, which may be the basis of the whole universe. One quasi-particle is postulated as the ultimate source of all attraction and repulsion. It is called the Filtron. The other has no speed, no mass, and no position. It is, of course, called the Niltron. Naturally, these intrigue both scientists and theologians, though for different reasons. Now, the rulers of Abstamar have decided to gain possession of Daedalus. They want it as a laboratory for research into antimatter. That is their great scheme. The trouble is, there are inhabitants on Daedalus who call themselves Daedans. Well, they could go elsewhere. There is plenty of room in the universe. Indeed, it is rumored that long ago the Daedans came from some other very distant star system and settled on Daedalus like gypsy squatters. Suppose they were asked to give up their planet, they would doubtless say no, because they had got there first. All right, so it's their own fault for being there. Let them suffer the consequences. For the rulers of Abstamar intend to sell the Daedan women into slavery, keep the men as a labor force, and use the children as experimental material till the normal processes of science bring about, as they so often do, the final extermination. But gently, gently. This cannot be done openly for fear of the intervention of the Galactic Federation. So the process must be clandestine and imperceptible. The first task was to reduce the Daedan people to a state of barbaric disorganization and serfdom, so as to allow of a quiet and uneventful takeover. The Abstamarans designed a diabolical machine to have the requisite effect on the unfortunate Daedans. But how to get the machine operating amongst them? Well, this was done 5 years ago by a careful and audacious plan. The Daedan emperor was secretly assassinated in public, and the machine made in his likeness took his place. It was a very human-looking machine, although in fact a robot. During the last 5 years, the Daedans have been returning to a primitive state with a heartening acceleration. But the robot was only programmed for 5 years, and it now needs replacement. Let us visit the beautiful and fragrant planet Daedalus, which is rather like our own world, only not so spoiled. And let our story